Hello, everyone. Brian Neuber here from goldenblack.com. Once again, this time, not in my car. Why am I not in my car? Because it is 2:25 in the morning, and I don't want my neighbors to call the police thinking someone's breaking into my car in my driveway. So this is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast following Purdue's 81-70 Space Coast Challenge loss to Clemson. It is brought to you by our friends at Follis Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, First Source Bank, Charters Team, Remaxability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. Please keep all of them in mind this holiday season for gifts, meals, whatever it may be. We appreciate their support very much. And now we're going to talk about, again, Purdue's 81-70 loss to Clemson at the Space Coast Challenge. Obviously, you watched the game. Most of you did. I would have to think Purdue turned the ball over 22 times for 24 Clemson points. There, wrapped up nice and tight, is the game, folks. Purdue just did not take care of the basketball. Purdue did not make great decisions. Purdue did not function as well as it would have liked to function offensively because of it, even though their final numbers looked okay. But the turnovers were the story of the game. The story of the game, obviously, then, is the fact that Purdue is playing without Eric Hunter and now playing without Jaden Ivey, the talented freshman. Purdue has four ball-handling guards on its roster. They are Eric Hunter, Jaden Ivey, Ethan Morton, and Isaiah Thompson. Eric Hunter is sidelined by a knee injury, out several more weeks at least, a few more weeks at least. Jaden Ivey, foot injury now. Not sure what his status is. Second college game he could not play in. Ethan Morton returned from mono 27 hours, basically, prior to tip-off of the Clemson game. The Liberty game was his first college game and his first real game, obviously, after missing most of preseason practice because of mono. He is not in good shape. He played 10 minutes against Liberty, and only 10 minutes for a reason, because he was not deemed to be capable, probably, of playing any more than that. It was the proverbial pitch count. They needed 25 minutes from him against Clemson. Purdue was in a very difficult spot tonight in terms of its guard play, people to handle the ball. Isaiah Thompson has been cast into the lead role at point guard for Purdue. He did not handle it terribly well in the first half. You watched the game. You saw him commit five turnovers, several of which went the other way for baskets for Clemson. He has to get better because of this, because he's going to be in a pretty prominent role here for some time until Eric Hunter gets back, Jaden Ivey gets back, whoever it may be. Purdue's going to count on Isaiah Thompson. So, you know, in the best case scenario for Purdue, this was an important learning experience for him. It will make him better. But the reality of tonight's outcome for Purdue was simply the fact that its guard situation was so limited because of the circumstances that have already afflicted Purdue this season that it really made things difficult against Clemson. And to Clemson's credit, they twisted that knife on Purdue over and over again. They pressured the hell out of Purdue's guards. They pressured in the backcourt. Purdue did not handle it well. And you have to give Clemson a lot of credit for doing exactly what they needed to do to expose Purdue's clear, soft underbelly here. Clemson plays a ton of guys. They've got some athleticism back there. They've got some physical guards. They seem to play hard, and they gave Purdue a lot of problems where Purdue had problems clearly exposed, open wound type problems. And that's basically the story of this 81-70 loss to Clemson, but also the fact that Purdue needs its horses to be better than they were. Obviously, Zach Edey's playing really well for Purdue. It's kind of overshadowed a little bit the fact that Travion Williams wasn't quite himself during two games in Florida. Wasn't very efficient, wasn't very, I don't know, assertive is the right word, but just didn't produce like he normally produces. Against Clemson, he got the shots he wants to get. He just missed a lot of shots that he normally makes. The bigger problem there, or a big problem there as well, is the fact that he fouled out after only 18 minutes. And, you know, Purdue maybe doesn't desperately need him on the floor all the time as much as they seemed like they were going to a couple weeks ago, because Zach Edey's obviously a very good option here suddenly and from out of nowhere, like manna from heaven, as they say. But Purdue needs him, you know, on the floor. And He can't get in foul trouble with cheap little fouls. He's got to avoid the reaches. He's got to avoid the inconsequential little bumps. He's got to avoid getting tangled up with people around the basket and getting called for cheap fouls. If he's going to get in foul trouble, he's got to earn those fouls. He's got to be in the best case scenario, he will be a little bit of a better defensive player positionally moving forward. I don't know if Purdue didn't double the post as much tonight against Clemson. If they didn't, I don't know why, because they normally do. But, you know, he had his hands full with Clemson's interior guys. Purdue needs to get him going. They need him to play like the preseason All Big Ten player that he is, the very productive, very accomplished college player that he is. That will be an emphasis moving forward. That was an emphasis in Florida, but it will continue to be an emphasis. They need consistency out of him, they need productivity out of him, and they need reliability out of him. And he's more than capable of providing all of those things. But again, the guard play was just, you know, in a, I don't want to use the word hopeless situation, but obviously significantly compromised. And, you know, when the Jaden Ivey news broke today, I thought Purdue was in real trouble. And I was correct, as it turned out. But a lot of good stuff happened in Florida, too, in these first two games. Keep in mind, this is a brand-new Purdue team. They're very young. They've already been dealt a really difficult hand between Ethan Morton's mono, Eric Hunter's knee injury, and Jaden Ivey's foot problems now. They've been dealt a very difficult hand on top of a season where youth and inexperience were always going to lead to ups and downs. But when you look at some of the little pieces that happened this weekend, it's not even the weekend. Why do I call it the weekend? The week. You know, Brandon Newman and Zach Edey played really, really well down in Florida. Brandon Newman is so far ahead of schedule as far as I'm concerned in terms of what I expected of him. Zach Edey has been a revelation, an absolute revelation. I cannot use that word enough. He's just completely sucker punched all of us who figured that, hey, here's a guy who's barely played basketball for 2 years, has barely played basketball in his life, and, you know, has barely played in meaningful basketball games at IMG Academy the last couple of years. He's a project. That was perfectly reasonable to assume, and also completely false, because he is ready not only to help Purdue right now, but to stand out for Purdue right away. That being said, he is still a freshman. This isn't going to be easy for him, even though he made it look easy this week. There's going to come a point in time where Purdue has to ride Travion Williams because there's going to be ups and downs for Edey. You'd like for there to not be ups and downs with your older, more experienced guys. This is going to be a situation where Purdue needs the best of Travion Williams and preferably the best of Zach Edey, but you should be able to count on one more than the other because one is experienced and whatnot. Brandon Newman was excellent in the two games, I thought. Just really, really confident, really, really aggressive, really, really a go-getter. I think he did a lot of good things offensively. His jump shot is a thing of beauty. He did some good things off the dribble. He was aggressive, opportunistic. He's going to help Purdue offensively as long as he stays in a place where he's playing to his strengths, not forcing things too much. Also, the energy and exuberance he showed on defense, I think, are a really important spark for this team. Too. So a lot of really positive things happened here. Purdue shot the ball well in 3 of 4 halves down there from three-point range. I think this is going to be a much improved three-point shooting team. They just need better decision-making. They need better offensive whatever. And that starts with your guards. And I think the root of the problem tonight was the problem. It was Purdue did not have necessarily the lead guard play that it would have had if it was whole. Eric Hunter is a crucial, essential, I can't think of any other synonyms for critically important piece of this team. In victory and defeat alike, his absence really showed up for Purdue and Florida. Jaden Ivey did some really positive things against Liberty. You know, who knows what would have happened against Clemson. For all we know, he might have turned the ball over a bunch being over-aggressive. He might have been There's no guarantee he would have been the absolute solution either, but the combination of the two of them really, you know, put Purdue in a really difficult spot. And I think for that reason, you kind of take this result and you just kind of shrug it off because circumstance was not on Purdue's side. At some point in time this season, Purdue's going to be whole again. I have to assume Eric Hunter will be back before long. I have to assume Jaden Ivey will be back. you know, relatively soon, although we don't know what his situation is. Ethan Morton's going to get better and better. And I think he was pretty good for his circumstances being what they are. Travion Williams is going to be the Travion Williams I think that everybody's used to seeing. Zach Edey may have some ups and downs from here on out, but he's shown that his floor as a player is still pretty damn good. I think Purdue's got some good things happening here, even though tonight's result, you know, wasn't what they wanted. That being said, that all this youth, all this inexperience, all this circumstance, it's going to be a wild ride, people. And get used to hearing right before the game our little reports about whether or not everybody passed their COVID tests, because this could be chaos all year long, you know, for all we know. And it's going to be a hell of an entertaining ride, I'll tell you that. So that's what I got from Purdue's, I guess, loss to Clemson, 81-70, but also the Gulf Coast, or the Space Coast, my bad, challenge overall. This has been your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast. You can probably tell I'm falling asleep. I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes open. My apologies. It has been brought to you by our friends at Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the First Source Bank, East End Grill, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening. It's not Thanksgiving anymore. It hasn't been for more than 2.5 hours where I am right now. But I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again very soon after Purdue plays Oakland in Mackey Arena. Thanks, everyone.